Jeremy, Katie, and Josh.
Mix 100.
You need to make your way over to our Facebook page this morning because Katie and I have still been giggling off the air about this raccoon that broke into a liquor store in Virginia. Police there, animal control officers there, shared photos of this male raccoon. He broke into the liquor store, was trying to wander around some of the shelves, knocked over some gin, some whiskey, and then proceeded to lap it up. And the little trash panda got wasted. This little raccoon was totally drunk. I guess they see there's some footage of him wandering around, and then they ended up finding him in the bathroom, extremely intoxicated and just sprawled out on the floor.
Oh my gosh, like this is so many of my club nights back in the day.
I know, I saw this and I was like, I can relate.
Yes.
I can relate.
Exactly.
Bro.
I was telling you, like, these are the girls in the club, like a little bloated, super cute, but ready to fight. Like, you know what
yes.
I mean? Like, that is what they look like. I can imagine that raccoon, like, leave me alone, I'm fine, I'm sleeping.
Shut
like,
up.
Hold
know?
My ears back.
Turn that light off.
He's like, just trying to get away from his wife and children. For the night, he just wanders in. I'm going out to get cigarettes. Next thing you know, he's passed out on the floor of a bathroom. It really is a cute photo, though.
They're so funny.
Like on his tummy, just feet out, all four, you know, and then the tail straight back, just gone, just completely gone. They did describe the raccoon as, quote, very intoxicated. They scooped him up, brought him to an animal shelter, let him sleep it off, and then they released him back into the wild. They say that this little guy had zero signs of injury, but maybe a wicked hangover. Get this little guy some ibuprofen immediately and a breakfast burrito.
Yeah, soak it up.
He needs some fat.
It's one of those, how did I get here? How did I end up here in the raccoon really drunk tank?
So go check out the pictures on our Facebook page. Jeremy, Katie, Judge on ZFB.
Woke up next to a chipmunk. What the
what? Who are you? It was dark in the club.
You were a raccoon when I went to
chipmunk
bed.
Chipmunk getting two squirrels. What did I do last night? Whoa. I don't even know who I am right now. So good. So good. We've been talking a little bit about how Katie is due to make the pilgrimage to North Dakota. Is it happening?
Yeah. And I did it to myself, actually, because I've told you guys how I had a plan for Christmas and I was so excited about it. I was going to book a hotel down in Santa Fe and go by myself and just love life and go check out the turquoise and the art and the music and all the fun things that are down there in New Mexico. I've never been. And so I planned this trip to where I could really just go enjoy the holidays, a little 3-day vacay, whatever. And I was just so set on it. I was so excited.
Was
and then
Santa Fe? I'm sorry. Did you say Santa Fe?
Santa Fe. Yeah. Yeah. So I told you about
it.
Nice. And you said you loved Santa Fe.
We love Santa Fe so much.
Yes.
Last time we went there was like a little date long weekend. It was just the two of us. We went and did some wine tasting, restaurants, and cuddled.
Yeah, well, of course he cuddled.
No,
the
but
kids
we really love Santa Fe.
Yeah, no, and that's the thing. Everyone who I've told this plan to, they're like, that's such a great idea. Santa Fe's great. And something that, padded onto it was, it's only a 5-hour drive from Denver.
Yep.
Like, you can get there in, you know, an afternoon. So I was like, this is perfect. And I was talking to my mom on Thanksgiving, and this is when she decides to tell me that she had to spend Thanksgiving by herself. And when we were talking about it, she told me that she wasn't going to have anybody over for Thanksgiving, and she was excited. She was like, I've never had an alone Thanksgiving. This is intriguing. She's like, I'm still going to make all the food. I'm going to eat it myself. But then when Thanksgiving came, she was all bummed out and sad and depressed. And she's
it's so lonely and the turkey is so dry.
I know. And then she's like, I don't know if I can do this for Christmas because my family's all over the place this year. So they just cannot make it back to the small hometown I'm from to be with my mom. And so like, that's the thing is, mom going to be home for Christmas? And I just didn't feel like
Where
that was the time
be?
To tell. What do you mean?
Is she going to other?
No, but people usually come to her. But nobody can come to her this year. So she's going to be by herself. And even all her friends and everything have plans. So usually she has something planned for the holidays and she's going to be by herself. And I just figured that was not the time to tell her I was going to go be at the Four Seasons in Santa Fe living it up by myself. And so the more I talked to her, she was just like, you know, you only get so many Christmases.
No,
like
she pulled that card.
And then she's like,
that's
you know,
a big card to pull.
She said, because I moved away from home when I was 18. The minute I could, I left. And she went through. She's like, I actually went and I tried to figure out how many Christmases you've been home since you left.
Brutal.
And it's only been
She's pulling out all the stops.
Brutal.
I didn't realize.
Since you were 18?
Since I was
18. So let's say you're 60 now. So yeah.
Shut up.
It's,
no,
yeah,
I'm
it's been
not.
A few years.
But it's definitely a lot. And it made me feel bad. So then in the moment, I had to tell my mom, do you want me to come home for Christmas? And she was like, oh, Katie Beth, would you really? Like, she, and then
she got so excited her glass eye fell out.
She did, I know. Like, and then it was funny because, like, I went immediately on Priceline and I'm like, well, let's see what the flights look like. Yeah. Because, again, flying into my very small hometown in North Dakota, it kind of gets pricey. Yeah, those little puddle jumpers.
Yes,
they get pricey.
And hopefully, there's not a snowstorm.
So I was hoping, like, a round trip ticket was going to be like a G and I could be, mom, I can't swing it. It's just too much. And tickets to North Dakota are $250.
Yeah, they're giving them away. It's got a BOGO.
Nobody wants to go there in the
Please
Christmas
come.
Season. Oh, so anyway, I was on the phone with her. And yeah, I ended up doing it just to make her feel better. And now I'm like, oh.
That sucks big time for you.
I have to go home. I have to go to North Dakota when it's cold.
Over Christmas.
Over
and it's
Christmas.
You alone with your mother.
Well, I love my mom. Like that.
I feel like
not,
a fight somehow is going to ensue still.
It's the cold. Like you get off that plane, it hits your face
it's
like
the bones, yeah.
Like Drew's joke. A brick. Like it's so cold. And so, yeah, like I am dreading now going home. I am. And here's the thing. Usually when I go home too, I don't tell people. Like it is my little, you know, mission where I am. Nobody knows I'm there. I'm in and out before anybody notices. And my mom knows this. My mom knows not to spread the news that I'm coming. And I look on Facebook. Apparently she got so excited. There's a huge picture of me. Guess who's coming home for Christmas? And like 50 people liked it. So it's like half the town.
They're all going to come see you. They're going to hop on a moose and come see you.
I know. A snowmobile probably. But oh my gosh. So now I have to go home for Christmas.
Did you have anything booked at Santa Fe? So you?
I didn't. No,
well, that's
no, no.
Good. At least you didn't have to try to cancel or back out.
Yeah, I didn't book anything
but
yet.
But it's like
but
your
was
mouth was all ready for Santa Fe,
exactly.
Right?
Exactly. It was
Mexican
ready.
Food.
I was so excited. And just again, like the whole idea of it, to go randomly somewhere during the holidays by yourself. Like I was really like, I was like, this is the thing I'm doing here. You
well,
know?
Katie,
like,
your mom only gets so many Christmases.
That's what she said.
You only get so many Christmases.
That's what she said.
You should take her to Santa Fe.
I
wanted to take her to Santa Fe, and she doesn't like to fly. So
yeah.
Even
that's
like,
all right. You got to go see
there
her.
Was no way around it. So
and it's only been four Christmases since you turned 18.
Thank you.
You got to go.
Yeah. Oh, you mean four Christmases total. I thought you meant
that
I was 22.
No, you're 16.
No, no, you're God. No, you're way, way past 22.
Well, thanks for that.
Like way past 22.
Okay,
I mean,